Om Shanti. For thousands of years, human beings have wanted to explore the outer dimensions of the world and reach the very extremes of our universe. And equally, we've been interested to explore inner space and journey within ourselves and discover the secrets that lie within. Philosophers and mystics of every culture and civilization have tried to discover the meaning of life outside, but also the significance of life within. The teachings of Raj Yoga are an ancient system of understanding the self. This was written several thousands of years ago, but yet the true significance behind those teachings was not understood. At present times, a modern interpretation of Raj Yoga is being offered by the Brahma Kumaris Spiritual University based on the knowledge taught through the instrument of the founder father Brahma Baba. These teachings are eternal and yet absolutely relevant to this moment of time. On the one side, there is the information that is available, the spiritual knowledge, and on the other side, one is encouraged to practice meditation because it is through the practice of inner silence that one can validate the concepts and abstract notions for oneself. Thirdly, together with the study of knowledge and the practice of meditation, it is important to apply these truths into one's lifestyle, practicing those ideas through one's daily routine and responsibility. Fourthly, one becomes aware of offering a service to humanity so that my life is not just simply for myself, but my talents, my skills, my energy, my resources are also used to serve others. These four subjects, study, meditation, inculcation, and service, comprise the basic subjects of the spiritual university. And the most fundamental of all these aspects is, of course, the awareness of the self. Let us explore this particular subject of who am I? What is the image that I have of myself? Very often, when we introduce ourselves, we will mention nationality, gender, age, profession, the color of our eyes, the color of our hair, the color of our skin. If I have all this information about a person, how well am I able to know them? When one begins to reflect on this, there's the appreciation that all these details are valuable, but in fact, they provide no information whatsoever of the true identity of that individual. Or, if under some misunderstanding we think that they do, then in fact it leads to many disappointments in life. For example, if my perception of a human being is colored by their nationality or their gender, I'll find that I'm going to run into many obstacles in my relationship with them.